flow sick, yeah, quaff, mama chin, she a little bit of party flow, pop, mama chin, she got it out for my lyrics, and your mother's in a job, but the sky is the limit for me, Tivo, she got flash, I got bars full of Alexander, two royal, my terror, she lends any commander, the mutium, David, I got flesh patch, fuba, but left up, she walk up, and I chef patch, puna, competition, you know, tell my days, patch, puna, wait, play, now, leave up a very particular, nah,
easy on a phone.
Yo, 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 what's good? What's poppy? It's your
boy, Macy.
1, 2, 3, let's go, no, bam, bam.
Yeah, 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 you are listening to Power FM 91.3.
It's 40.
Asaya, oh.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Economic analyst calls for effective oversight on constituency development funds, CDF. Opposition leadership movement urges ECZ to cancel Nakata ward by election in Mongo. In international news, Madagascar president names Army General as new Prime Minister. And in sports news, Forest Rangers set to unveil Boyd Mulwanda as new head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suwilanja Malenga. Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia says the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and other social empowerment funds will not achieve their intended goals if the current implementation challenges remain unaddressed. Speaking on Power FM Breakfast Show this morning, Mr. Dodia, who is also private sector development chairperson, underscored the significance of the CDF, however warning that the continued misuse and lack of oversight to monitor its implementation risks the policy. He said unless government provides effective oversight of the CDF and other social empowerment funds, the country will be seeing more abuses. In addition, he observed the up-bottom approach in the implementation of the CDF is affecting the participation of the local people. Meanwhile, he has attributed the surge in skill training institutions targeting the CDF to lack of oversight in the implementation of the funds.
And it's actually been somehow backed up by Auditor General's report. A report has just come out for last year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure if you look under CDF, you look under Farmer Input Support Program, the e-voucher system, you will see so many instances of abuses. In fact, in the President's speech of 12th September, he said there were 700,000 recipients of the Farmer Input Support Program, and when it was now transitioned to e-voucher, they found about 200,000 recipients who were not supposed to have got this money.
Yes.
So basically, will we call them fake recipients of the Farmer Input Support Program? Now, if you're looking at 700,000, 200,000 is about a third. So a third of the recipients were bogus. And if you apply this to CDF and various other programs, then clearly we see a situation where even though more money is being allocated, we are likely to see more abuse because those challenges have not been addressed.
In another development, the Patriotic Front PF Central Committee has decided to send a special team to visit the family of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The team will brief the family on the progress towards the upcoming general conference and show the party's continued respect for his leadership and legacy. The decision was made during a Central Committee meeting chaired by Acting Party President Given Luwinda with National Chairman Emmanuel Mpakata, National Chair Lady Mulenga Kampamba, Legal Chairperson George Chisanga and Secretary General Rafael Mangani Nakachinda present. The meeting, which was described as united and well-organized, also approved the creation of a conference organizing committee to handle preparations and logistics for the PF General Conference. The Central Committee also ruled that the so-called Tonse list is illegal and should be ignored, saying that it was not approved by the party. The leadership further stated that only the Secretary General or the officially recognized Tonse Alliance chairperson can call alliance meetings that include PF members. Any other meetings, they said, will be considered illegal. Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda praised the strong attendance and unity shown by members, saying it reflects the PF's commitment to renewal, internal democracy and discipline. The party reaffirmed its plan to protect its members, strengthen its structures and uphold the values of service, fairness and inclusiveness as it prepares for the next stage of leadership within the Tonse Alliance. In another development, opposition leadership movement in Western Province has strongly condemned the alleged abduction of its candidate for Nakato Ward by election in Nalikwanda constituency by a named United Party for National Development official. And party president Dr. Richard Silumbe has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to cancel the said by-election, stating the alleged abduction by Wamundila Silumezi is unacceptable and that the election will not be free and fair. In an interview with Power FM, Dr. Silumbe emphasized that the UPND will come to terms with the reality as the country goes to general polls next year because it will not manage to abduct all the candidates.
Come 2021, because they will not be able to abduct all the candidates in Western Province. The view is that those are not free and fair elections. We expected the ECZ to actually cancel such an election because it's unacceptable. We do not expect elections where you abduct a candidate. If the candidate is underage, then you give them a different script to be supporting you by force. That doesn't make sense.
In the meantime, leadership movement National Campaign Chairperson Mr. Sidney Mulinda has accused the UPND to have failed to bring meaningful development to Western Province. Mr. Mulinda has therefore attributed the alleged abduction of Mr. Silumezi to growing fears within the ruling party to lose the by-election.
Truly, we are confirming the abduction of our candidate of Nakato Ward in Nakwanda constituency in Mongo district of Western Province. But as a party in the region, we are not shaken. We are strong and the party is growing fast each and every day. We are just saddened by the dictatorial type of leadership, the intimidations which the UPND has exhibited in the region. As a party in the region, we want to assure the people of Mongo, the people of Western Province, that Dr. Richard Silumbe of the Leadership Movement Party has come to rescue Binabana Bambunga. Richard Silumbe utausakuli, newe kulizaeza alachwana, neke kuzayu pia ndi kuwana matrix ya basu yuki tusaye, alienu kwa pata, lubwene mwenu kuna kuseweleza, ni pate ya mandinda liambaye. Pate yeo ye etelelwa, kimu tompei, Dr. Richard Silumbe. We are very much aware this is not the first time that the UPND has abducted a candidate of a political party.
In a separate development, Kawe District Commissioner Lennox Chimwamba says over 1,000 direct jobs are set to be created following the establishment of the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, in the district. Speaking when he featured on Power to the People, Mr. Chimwamba described the development as a major milestone under the new Dawn administration, emphasizing that the jobs will be permanent and sustainable. He explained that the IDC's presence in Kawe will not only provide employment opportunities but also stimulate local economic growth through value addition and industrial expansion. The district commissioner further disclosed that more job opportunities are expected once other infrastructure projects currently underway in Kawe are completed. Mr. Chimwamba said government remains committed to ensuring that the central province capital regains its economic vibrance and contributes meaningfully to the national economy.
Now we can have jobs done, work done, and employ our locals, and that is very important. Right. IDC is another one coming. 1,000 jobs by end of the year. We are going to create 1,000 jobs, okay. Direct permanent jobs, 1,000 jobs. By end of this year, International Drug Company will be ready. There are three different sectors of that industry. We have the IV fluid, which is going to be employing 250 to 300. We have the capsule processing plant, which is already been done, and it's also going to give us another 300. And we have the general medicines plant, which will be manufacturing close to 150 different types of medicines. That's another 300. So by end of this year, IDC will be ready.
In international news, the appointment of Racine Fortune